Now, the strange story of a factual error in what purported to be a fact check. In last night's vice presidential debate, Dick Cheney answered a charge about his involvement with Halliburton by directing the audience to a website.
The reason they keep mentioning Halliburton is because they're trying to throw up a smokescreen. They know the charges are false. They know that if you go, for example, to factcheck.com, an independent website sponsored by the University of Pennsylvania, you can get the specific details with respect to Halliburton.
In fact, the vice president meant factcheck.org, which is operated by the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg School. So what's at factcheck.com? Well, go there and you're instantly shuttled to georgesoros.com, which bears the headline, Why We Must Not Re-elect President Bush. What happened?
We called John Berryhill. He's the lawyer for Name Administration, Inc. It's based in Grand Cayman, which owns factcheck.com. And he told us that until last night's debate slip, the website featured ads for encyclopedias and dictionaries. Those advertisers are charged a fee anytime someone clicks on their ad.
Well, after the vice president mentioned factcheck.com, the company got swamped with what the attorney calls politically charged emails.
Rather than make their advertisers, who are being charged for this huge volume of traffic, unhappy, Name Administration, Inc. decided to redirect the traffic, some 100 hits per second, to the website of the billionaire investor and anti-Bush activist George Soros.
As for their political leanings, attorney Berryhill also told us, clearly it was done with a smile on the face, and clearly people don't point traffic at people they virulently disagree with.
According to Mr. Berryhill, no one associated with George Soros was consulted before or since the decision was made, and a spokesman for Mr. Soros said, we are just as surprised as everyone else that this is what happened. GeorgeSoros.com now directs people to factcheck.org.
And here's the kicker. If you go to the website that Vice President Cheney meant to direct you to, factcheck.org, you would find an item with the headline, Cheney and Edwards Mangle Facts. The first sentence of the website summary reads, Cheney wrongly implied that FactCheck had defended his tenure as CEO of Halliburton, and the vice president even got our name wrong.